Yeah, you see, the issue of Boko Haram has been on ground for nearly 2 or 3 years today. Boko Haram doesn't wear uniform. They don't have any place that is marked Boko Haram. Therefore, placing military with uniform will never solve the problem. What we need in all their strongholds is plainclothes intelligence, enough plainclothes intelligence who will gather intelligence about the Boko Haram activities. Boko Haram, today, the chief of army staff has said in Ibadan that they don't have intelligence about the Boko Haram. So why deploying military people on the street if you don't have intelligence about the Boko Haram? Therefore, they should withdraw the military immediately and then try to have enough intelligence on ground to ascertain the intelligence about Boko Haram.
I spoke with one military spokesman who said that they are helping the police to combat such activities of Boko Haram. The police have also said that they have done some good things. The few things that slip out and happens, they are heavily criticized for that. You don't seem to share that view. Why?
No, I don't share the view. The first problem was caused by the police with their recklessness. And then how can you arrest a people, someone like Mohammed Yusuf, and then you just kill him? Because they've now tried to prevent Nigerians from getting where Boko Haram is getting their training, their fun, and their expertise. Because if Mohammed Yusuf is alive today, the military captured him alive and they handed over him to the police, and the police shot him dead. So if Mohammed Yusuf is alive today, we would have been able to know who was funding them and who is giving them all those training. So the police are part of the problem.
You also blame some politicians for the problem being caused or the violent activities of Boko Haram. Why do you blame some of these politicians? Why?
Boko Haram is in existence for more than 20 years in this country, Nigeria. We knew when Boko Haram derailed from sweeping mobs, sweeping graveyard, going to visit sick people in the hospital. We knew from the time they were armed in 2003. Government needs to know who armed Boko Haram and for what purposes. All they wanted was to snatch power from whoever that is trying to be problem to them. Therefore, government knew from what year Boko Haram derailed from these activities. Therefore, government needs to dig more to know who are the politicians. If they are ready, we will give them enough intelligence on who are responsible. But as it is today, the government is not ready to do it. So any day we have responsible government who is ready to tackle this problem with genuine intent, we will surely assist.
So why are you saying the government seem not to be interested in dealing with the problem?
Peter, listen, I'm talking, my background is regimental life. What I'm saying is, if you don't have intelligence about certain group, you don't deploy military. If you have intelligence about the group, you can deploy military and then you'll be able to curb their activities. Today, Boko Haram is more stronger than ever before because they may have known that the military and the police don't even know what they are doing, talk less of curtailing their activities. And Jonathan's net nepotism doesn't help this Boko Haram, curtailing the activities of Boko Haram. For the first time, Jonathan traveled to Kano to see the number of dead. In Maiduguri and Yobe, we have over 1,000 people dead. And then today in Kano, we have about 300. Jonathan has visited. They need to sit down and rethink their approach on how to deal with Boko Haram. As it is today, we are far from the solution.